Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And a 1-2. There he goes. Swing and a miss. Ball game. Cubs win. Valencia closes it out. And the Cubs win a close one. We sing the song.
Look, Daniel's doing a heck of a job. I mean, he's really, you know, taking a big step forward just in kind of everything about how he's going about it. He came in today and, felt really good. We pushed him pretty hard, but in terms of, like, trying to get an answer, like, making sure he was okay. But adamant he felt great today and pitched really just, you know, clean ninth inning and pumping strikes on a tough day to hit. And that's the way you go about it.
Hit and Run with Mike Esposito, Sunday mornings on The Score.
And we are back. Hit and Run. Espo in for Spiegs. That was Craig Counsell after yesterday's game. Daniel Palencia locking another one down for the Cubs. His sixth save on the season. The numbers are great, and we got a great story to tell you as well. To do that, we head on out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. There we find from Marquee Andy Martinez, who does a great job covering the Cubs. Andy, thanks for hopping on. And the story you did about Daniel Palencia was a great one to read, a very cool story, and I'm sure for Daniel, a welcome change. And with Father's Day, we wanted to bring you on to talk about it, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, it was awesome to tell a story about his parents being in town for the first time, watching him as a professional in the United States. They made the trek from San Carlos, Venezuela, which is not an easy place to get to the Chicago from, and they made it out to Chicago, watched him. They were here for 2 weeks, watched him pitch here in Chicago and in Miami, and it was just a special moment for Daniel Palencia, for sure.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things, and you point this out in your article, that, you know, the casual baseball fan might not realize, but certainly a lot of the Latin players experience, is that in many cases they are here by themselves, literally by themselves, without that family support, and in many cases they don't speak the language, so making it doubly hard. And certainly was great to see that Palencia was able to reconnect with his parents.
Yeah, and I remember talking to Kevin Alcantara in the offseason just about, you know, some of the difficulties that players have. And I remember him telling me that when he was in Florida with the Yankees and the Yankees organization, he didn't think the transition to the United States was too difficult because there were so many Spanish speakers. And then once he got to Arizona, there was a little bit fewer, and he felt like he was on an island and alone and just felt very, very isolated. And that's the challenge that many of the Latin American players face. And I always find it interesting when some of these highly talented prospects come to the United States for the first time and struggle. And a lot of people think, well, they were signed to X, Y, or Z bonus value, or signing international bonus pool money, like they should be performing at this level. And I think baseball is the easiest thing to do on the field, but there's so much going on beyond the scenes that it's hard to just focus on baseball, right? They're eating different food. They're not being able to communicate with people. They're adjusting to just a new environment overall, and it makes it difficult. And Palencia talked about that too to me, where he's felt alone throughout his journey. And I think one of the coolest stories for major leaguers is always when they make their debut and the parents are in town, right? And the parents are watching them, you know, have their first at bat or fire their first pitch. And most Latin guys just don't have that because the parents can't come from the Dominican or Venezuela or Mexico or Panama or wherever they're at to watch them play. And for Palencia, it took in his third big league season to for his parents to come watch him play. So that was really, really special for him.
No, absolutely. And Andy, we saw the pictures that you have in your article of his parents, and they were here for a few weeks, as you mentioned. But especially baseball, because it's such a mental game, and especially when you talk about pitching and Palencia has been closing and all of that going into, you know, how you're mentally processing things. It is a big deal having that calm, that confidence, that support system behind you. So I can't imagine. I'm sure it's extremely difficult to compartmentalize that stuff if you're a pitcher like Palencia and you have a family situation like he does.
Yeah, for sure. And it's interesting. I wrote a Father's Day story today, and I talked to a lot of guys who are fathers, and they mentioned, you know, whether you have a good day or a bad day, when you get home, you go to your kids and you can wipe it away, you can flush it away. Well, in Palencia's case, he goes home and he's all alone, right? And so if he has a bad day, that can stew with you, right? You can try and forget it. You can say you're going to flush it away, but it might creep back into your mind of like, oh man, why did I do this? Or why didn't I execute this pitch? And that's an easy trap to fall into. And with his parents in town, you know, he was able to go home and his mom was there and able to kick him food. His dad was there and he was able to talk to them and get away from it. And I don't think it's a total coincidence that he has the first save opportunity in Miami. And we know what happens, right? He blew it and the Marlins walk it off. And then, so 2 days later, he comes in for a save, and he shuts it down against that same Marlins team. I don't think it's a coincidence that his parents were in town, and he was kind of able to turn the page quickly and you know, essentially from that moment on, become a force in this Cubs bullpen that's been really good so far.
Andy Martinez from Marquee is our guest, and Andy, I don't want this to be entirely about Palencia, but we wanted to talk about your article. But you mentioned he has been really great for the Cubs, and the stats are great. He is their undoubted closer at the moment. What have you seen? Because he's always been a high velo guy. He's always been a high strikeout guy. But what have you seen from him that has allowed him to be so successful this season?
Yeah, it's the consistency and the ability to throw strikes, which is, you know, Craig Counsell talked about it. It's so easy to say that, right? It's so easy. Like, just go throw strikes and just be consistent in your delivery. And a lot of young players, when they get to the major leagues, they fall into the trap of like, all right, well, now I have to try harder. I have to be better because I'm in the major leagues. When in a lot of cases, players are being called up to the big leagues because they're good enough and they're ready and what they're doing it works and they believe that it works in the major leagues. And once you start trying to do too much, maybe your delivery becomes a little wonky and you're not consistent and you're not throwing strikes. And in Palencia's case, early in his career, he was really struggling with command, right? He was giving up walks. That led to having to be in hitter's counts where he's being in the strike zone and was really only relying on the four-seam fastball that, even though it's touching triple digits, like, if you know it's coming after a while, a major league hitter can adjust to it and do some damage on it. And this year he's in the strike zone, he's getting ahead of hitters, and he's just not walking as many as he is. Like, he saw the walks are still a little on the high side, but it's been manageable, and he's been getting out of innings when he is giving up walks. But he's really just found his consistency in his delivery and in his mechanics, so he's able to be in the strike zone and just be able to be what they kind of thought was a potential, right, with his stuff, to be a back end guy, and he's doing it this year.
Yeah, it's been special to watch, and I know, you know, for Cubs fans that were worried about the back end of the bullpen, you know, Presley had his chance, and then they removed him from that position based on performance. Porter Hodge was doing a nice job back there. Then he got hurt. So Palencia comes in and, you know, people worrying about, you know, the control factor or things like you were talking about just now. And I think he's really calmed everyone down. And what has it been, a month here? It certainly seems like he has, you know, he comes in now. It's like, oh yeah, it's Palencia. He's going to shut the door on him. I think that's kind of a testament to the hard work he's put in.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And I thought Saturday's outing was huge for him because it was his third day in a row pitching, right? And that's pitchers just don't do that. Really, pitchers just don't do that. If you're going to do that, maybe you're doing it in September in a playoff push or something like that. But he did it and picked up the save on Saturday and still looked good doing it. And that was a big test for Craig Council. He spoke on it afterwards. He played the answer on the open when I joined, but he talked about how that was just a big hurdle for him to clear it. And we're watching development at the major league level. I think I definitely have fallen into this trap, and I think fans can fall into the trap of you get to the major leagues and you're fully developed, right? Like, that's who you are. Like, you got to figure it out. Or, like, that's who you are, and that's it. You still got to learn at the major league level. And in Daniel Palencia's case, his first 2 years, he showed flashes of being good. But this year, he's just, like, put it all together and become a really good reliever. And that's something that, you know, you need throughout the course of a season as a bullpen. You need guys to step up. Last year, it was Porter Hodge in this situation. I don't think anyone thought at the beginning of last season that Porter Hodge would be a dominant back-end force, and he ended up being that. And Palencia is doing that now this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Andy Martinez is our guest from Marquee Sports Network. We're talking Cubs closer Daniel Palencia and other Cubs things here on Hit and Run on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. So Palencia's numbers, Andy, 1.73 on the ERA, 0.96 on the whip. He has the 6 saves, 28 strikeouts, and 26 innings. Dominant relief pitcher numbers. But I got to ask, because we reported this earlier, that Porter Hodge has thrown a rehab outing at Iowa. He's going to pitch again, I believe it's Tuesday. So what the heck happens when Porter Hodge comes back? Do we know?
Yeah, we don't, and I think that's a good problem for the Cubs to have. It becomes really interesting because the only guy with minor league options in the bullpen right now is Daniel Palencia, and you're now, as we've talked about him for, you know, like 10 minutes already, you're not optioning him. So you're kind of in a roster crunch of what happens with Porter Hodge. I think the one thing that it will allow them to do is maybe play it extra safe with Porter Hodge, maybe get even more outings in Iowa to make sure he's fully healthy, and not try and rush to make a roster decision, because frankly, like, all of their guys in their bullpen right now have been really, really good since May 14th. They have a 0.96 ERA, I believe it was. That might have been the number going into yesterday, might have changed, but it was sub one since May 14th, which has been the best in baseball. And it's not just like one or two guys carrying it. It's every guy's been good. Like, Ryan Brazier was pitching in low leverage situations. He pitched in high leverage situations yesterday and looked really good. Presley, who you mentioned, since that earned runs allowed against the Giants in extra innings, he hasn't allowed an earned run. There's just been so many options that Craig Council's turning to, and it's become almost a foregone conclusion that whoever comes out, it's like, all right, this guy's posting up a zero, just because that's how the bullpen's been since then.
Yeah, there's no sense rushing Hodge back, as you said, and we know it's inevitable, right? Death taxes and injuries on your pitching staff, right? So somebody at some point will go down, and maybe you can do the old roster shuffle there with Porter Hodge. But certainly a good position to have coming back. And we heard Jed Hoyer. We played some sound from him from earlier this week talking about, you know, what is he looking at as the deadline comes in? And the answer, not surprisingly, Andy, is pitching.
Yeah, it's pitching, and I think it's pitching in any form. And 100% it's going to be starting pitching for sure, right? Like, we look at this rotation, and Matthew Boyd and Jameson Tyne have been solid. And that's the only two guys that were – and Ben Brown are the only guys that were in the opening day rotation. Justin Steele's down. Shota Umunaga's down. Javier Assad, who was projected to be in the opening day rotation, has been hurt since the beginning of spring training. So a lot of the key guys that you were counting on for big innings just haven't been healthy. And you've had to rely on Cade Horton. You've had to rely on Colin Ray. They're going to want to add starting pitching because, you know, one more injury, and you just don't have the depth at AAA. Jordan Wicks is the only other starter on the 40-man roster in Iowa, and he had a hamstring injury, and he's nursing that back. So he wouldn't be able to be called up if they needed someone tomorrow, or I guess Tuesday, because they're off tomorrow, to pitch. So that's kind of the situation that they're in, that they're going to be after starting pitching. But I also think that they'll be creative in the way they use their pitching. If you look at Colin Ray or Chris Flexen, these guys are guys that were starters in the past, and Flexen's been used exclusively as a reliever. Colin Ray started in the bullpen, was a reliever, transitioned it back into the rotation after some injuries. It's the Craig Council phrase of they just want outgetters. That's what they're going to look at, and they're going to look at guys that can start or can fill in. We saw it last year with the Dodgers, right? They had so many injuries, and even this year, the Dodgers still have a ton of injuries. But you just need to accumulate as much pitching as you can, because you need to be able to get through the course of the 162-game season.
Yeah, Andy, there's no question. And Andy Martinez is our guest from Marquee Sports Network. A few more minutes with Andy. The Dodgers at one point, and it's laughable, but we know the Dodgers payroll, they had Shohei Ohtani unable to pitch, obviously still coming back from Tommy John, but they had Tyler Glasnow on the IL, Blake Snell was on the IL, and they're still in first place. And it's like, you've got like $100 million of dollars worth of guys who can't pitch, and you're still in first place. And the Cubs, I think, as you said, you know, everyone needs that 8 to 10 starters at this point based on what's happening in the game with injuries.
Yeah, you just do. And I mean, I think no one would have been shocked if you said Cade Horton was pitching and starting in the major leagues. I think people might have been a little bit surprised to say, hey, in middle of May, he's going to be coming up and pitching in the major league rotation. That's just the state of the injuries, right? And that's what happens. And they signed Colin Ray, and when they signed him, I remember thinking, well, now they have six starters in the rotation because they have Steele and Imanaga and Boyd and Jamo and Assad. Like, what is Ray? And on open, 2 days in, you knew what Ray was, right? He was into the rotation. He just needed to accumulate pitching. And there's probably going to be some guys that they trade for, that they acquire in July, and Cubs fans are going to be like, why are they getting this guy? Like, what is this guy? And maybe he becomes a force. When Drew Pomeranz was acquired in a minor league trade, everyone's like, why are they getting Pomeranz? This guy hasn't pitched in 3 years in the majors or whatever, 4 years in the majors. Like, why are they picking guys off the scrap heap? And he hasn't allowed a run in 20 appearances. Like, the pitching can come from anywhere. It's not like you can find a first baseman on waivers or you know, just in free agency. Pitching can kind of pick up anywhere, and I think they're going to be creative in how they accumulate some of their arms in July.
Andy, I have my hand raised over here in the studios because I was one of those guys. Nothing against Drew Pomeranz, and I certainly respected his major league career, but when they made the deal, I looked at that. I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, this guy hasn't pitched in the majors, and it's been 4 years, right? So, and obviously they saw something because, as you said, he has yet to allow an earned run. But, you know, that's the kind of, I guess, scouting and just pitching knowledge and them looking for certain types of pitchers and certain characteristics, thinking that, hey, we can work with this guy, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it happens all the time, right? Julian Merriweather in 23 was so good for them, and he was a waiver claim. Mark Leiter Jr., they had DFA'd going into the 2023 season, and then brought him back in a minor league deal and put him on the opening day bullpen, and he was a force in 23. Bullpen Tyson Miller last year was DFA'd by the Mariners, and they acquired him in a trade, and he was their best reliever, one of their best relievers last year. Just relief help, pitching help can come from anywhere. And yeah, I'm right there with you. Drew Pomeranz, when they traded for him, I was like, what are they doing? Like, what is Drew Pomeranz going to give you? Maybe you keep him on the roster for a week or something. To help cover innings or something, and now you can't imagine this Cubs bullpen without Drew Pomeranz. So there's probably going to be some signings where if you're a Cubs fan, you're gonna see that and you're gonna think, what the heck are they doing? But their scouting has given them the leeway for Cubs fans to give them some comfort zone to believe in what they're trying to do with some of these arms that they're acquiring.
Yeah, and in some cases, it's literally a numbers game, and you need X number of starters and X number of relievers to get through the year. And however you do it, that's kind of how you do it. And that'll lead me into my last question for you, Andy. And we really appreciate your time today and popping on Hit and Run. The injured pitchers coming back. I know Shota threw in Arizona yesterday. What can you tell us about what you know about a timeline for him? And then you mentioned Javier Assad. I haven't heard a ton about him, but as you said off the top, he hasn't thrown a pitch in the big leagues this year. What, if anything, do you know about Assad?
Yeah, I'll start with Shota. So he pitched yesterday four innings, and he got a few more. He threw 44 pitches, so he went back into the bullpen after his outing to get some more pitches in. He'll do another rehab start. Craig Counsell said it'll be an affiliate, so maybe Triple A Iowa, maybe Tennessee, depending on what they think is best for him. And potentially after that, if he comes out of that healthy, I don't think it's a stretch to think he'll be in the big league rotation after that. And then with Assad, he was starting back up the bullpen stage, so you got to think he'll do a couple bullpens and then some live BP before getting back into game action. And that could end up being probably around the All-Star break, maybe after the All-Star break, for a potential return on that. And that could be one of those pitchers where you're getting him, and it's almost like a mini trade in the sense that this guy hasn't contributed, but he could be a weapon for Craig Counsell, either starting or relieving, kind of like Colin Ray.
That's one of my favorite annual general manager quotes that we always get, Andy, is, whoa, it's like we made a trade. It's because so-and-so came back from injury. So we'll expect that quote from Carter and Jed come mid-July then.
I just wanted to keep it on the bingo card for anyone listening at home.
There you go. I think that we'll get that square covered for sure. Well, Andy Martinez, great story on Palencia. We really appreciate you jumping on the show today, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. That's Andy Martinez, Marquee Sports Network. Check out the article on Daniel Palencia. It makes for good Father's Day reading. And really, that's a topic for another day, but you talk about some of the Latin American players. In Palencia's case, he's from Venezuela, and they're literally on their own here in a foreign country without, in many cases, being able to speak the language and expected to perform on the baseball field. That's it's a tough situation, and a lot of these guys are still able to succeed brilliantly. So kudos to them, and we'll talk about that again down the road. We're going to talk about another Cubs pitcher when we return. The guy who happened to pitch yesterday, not only did he pitch wonderfully, but he's doing some things, picking runners off base that has been extremely helpful and extremely well done, something that you don't see every day in the majors. We'll talk about that next. And then our old pal, your old pal, Matt Spiegel joins us, the 1140, 1145 right in there from Wrigley Field, from the radio booth. Spiegs will talk Father's Day and Cubs and all things baseball with us on here, his show, Hit and Run, 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hit and Run with Mike Esposito. Sunday mornings on The Score.
Boy, leading the league this season in pickoffs with 5 so far this season.
Pham at first, no one out here in the sixth inning. 1-1 game. Cubs and Pirates throw to first, and they picked off Pham. Tag applied by Michael Busch. On cue. One away.
That's from yesterday's game right here on the home of the Cubs. 670 The Score. Zach Zaidman and Coombstradamus. Ron Coomer literally calling his shot right there.
That's not edited, folks. That was in real time.
That is a real call, unedited. And Coom literally called Matthew Boyd, picking off his sixth runner of the season. And if you think that sounds like a lot, it does. And it is. But Matthew Boyd has been all of that and more for the Cubs. And I know we took calls. We've talked about this here on Hit and Run and on other shows on the station. Esposito in for Spiegel today. Spiegel will join us, though, in the next segment. But we had lots of people who did not particularly like the Matthew Boyd signing when the Cubs made it. But let's just think of what this Cubs team would be without Matthew Boyd. The 34-year-old was injured for much of last year, but he has been really, really good for the Cubs. On yesterday's game, he gave up a home run to Andrew McCutchen, and that was it. Walked Tommy Pham, picked off Tommy Pham. Those are the two base runners that Matthew Boyd allowed yesterday. And yes, I said two base runners. Great outing for Boyd. Picks up the victory. Cubs, record-wise, he is 6-3. And Boyd has been just unbelievable at Wrigley Field. He is 6-0 at Wrigley Field. How about that? And you look at what he has done and what he has given to the Chicago Cubs. And it has really been something to watch, and it's been something to see. And with the injuries to Shota and with the injuries to Justin Steele and Assad, we were just talking about that with Andy Martinez. But if you look at the Cubs pitching stats, Matthew Boyd, almost their innings leader. Tyone has him by two innings. But Boyd with a 2.79 ERA, a 1.17 whip, a 1.2 war. And Boyd with the 6-3 record, 10 quality starts out of 14. That has certainly been, I mean, it's weird to call the $14 million a year signing the value signing, but I guess in the era of starting pitching contracts, this is a two-year, $29 million was the contract. I mean, that is a value signing for a free agent pitcher, and Matthew Boyd has been as advertised. We'll see another one of those value signings pitching today for the Cubs. It is Colin Ray pitching against Mitch Keller. Ray 4-2, 3.92 on the ERA, but he has also been similar to Boyd, not on the pickoffs, but an innings eater. He's been a guy that Craig Counsell had to go to almost immediately due to injury. Colin Ray came in and has been able to give the Cubs exactly what they've needed in terms of starts and in terms of eating innings. 312-644-6767 is our number. We asked you for your favorite memories of dad or baseball memories of your dad. You could be your grandpa, could be your son or daughter. If you are an older gentleman and you talk about baseball memories with your family here on Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all of the dads out there. Hope you enjoy your day. It's a beautiful day out here in Chicago, so enjoy it. Maybe catch the old Cubs game or the Sox game. And actually, we have news from the White Sox, and it is just crossing from John Heyman, but Luis Robert has been scratched. Thumb soreness. So Luis Robert out of the Sox lineup. That breaking news on the Score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. So no Luis Robert for the series finale in Texas. The Sox trying to avoid being swept today, and the Cubs trying to win 3 of 4 as they go on to take Pittsburgh this afternoon with a 12:45 pregame with Matt Spiegel. Spiegel will join us next segment to preview that, and your first pitch at 1:20 with Zach Zaidman and Coombstradamus, Ron Coomer. Here is Matthew Boyd after the game talking about the victory, but more specifically about picking runners off first.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't really done anything different in terms of work. It's always been something I've put a focus on, to the point that I was taught my move by a guy named Mark Yoshino, head coach at Bellevue Community College and out in Bellevue, Washington, where I live, when I was like 9 years old. And each spring, I go back and I work with him on it. Last year, when I was rehabbing, I was throwing my live BPs there, so I spent a little more time working with him on it. But, you know, Tommy's been awesome being a lefty as well. You know, just having a little tip here, and I think as over the course of the year, it's something that you just want to stay sharp on. You don't want to fall into weird patterns on, you know. And Tommy, also being a lefty, has had a great eye for it, and he's given me some tips going through. And you know, Flash has been awesome, and calling picks over from the bench, and it's been just, you know, they've had a you know, awesome opportunities and, you know, pockets that go after it, and it's worked out.
It has certainly worked out. Six pickoffs here in, what, 14 starts, I just said, for Matthew Boyd. It doesn't sound like a huge number, but it is an absolutely huge number, and it just kills innings when you get that ability to pick runners off base. And Matthew Boyd has made it work for himself and obviously for the Cubs. 312-644-6767. We asked again for your Father's Day baseball memories. We got a few good ones here via text, and then we're going to get to the phones as well. Ted from Virginia, I love this story. Ted says, favorite dad memory, he took me to a Cubs game in September of 1984 for my birthday. Sutcliffe pitched, the Cubs beat the Mets. Post game, went to McDonald's, used to be across the street from Wrigley Field. Is it still there? I think it is still there. It's in the hotel, right? Anyway, post game went to McDonald's and then back to Wrigley for autographs. Dad put me on his shoulders. We got Sut to sign the ball for us. Still have the ball. That is a wonderful Cubs story from a wonderful season. And Rick Sutcliffe, the Cy Young Award winner that year, too, by the way. A 630 texter, happy Father's Day to my Cubs fan, Steve, who somehow has premonitions of wild pitches by the opposing team. The Cubs will have runners on third. My dad will then predict a wild pitch, and 1 to 3 pitchers later, wild pitch, Cubs get a run. It's strange. Love you, Dad. Thank you for the text. Thanks for the memory. There's all kinds of great family baseball stories when it comes to fathers and sons. We talked to Brett Boone earlier. That was wonderful. Talk about baseball family. You go back to grandfathers and great-grandfathers with the Boone family. And Aaron and Brett both still on major league benches today. How about that? So pretty cool stuff. Let's get out to the phone lines now, too. Let's get down to Central Illinois. And Joe is on Hit and Run. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning. Great morning. Show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I grew up in West Central Illinois. And an old Cub, and actually his brother played with the Cubs too, the Rushels, Rick's first wife and our neighbor lady went to college together. And so every once in a while, Rick would come and they would visit a little bit of, you know, college reunion. And one day his car wouldn't start. It had a blown heater hose. And my dad was well known around town. He could fix about anything. And so he ended up fixing Rick's classic Mustang for him so they could get back to the Macomb area. And lo and behold, the next time he came up, he had tickets for the Cubs Cardinals game. And we sat behind the dugout, and it was it's emotional. It's an amazing experience with my dad.
No, Joe, we appreciate this. And that's a great story. Thank you for sharing. That's literally why we ask these questions, right? We want to hear those stories. And I'm sure you had a wonderful day with your dad. And I appreciate the random Rick Rushel reference, getting his car fixed out there in West Central Illinois. That was that was a great story. And listen, that is the spirit in which we do these segments where we ask for your Father's Day memories, because baseball is a great time connector. Things that happened decades ago seem fresh, just like your memory right there, Joe. So appreciate that. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And we're going to talk next to the guy who hosts this show. He's on this show this week. He's not on the show, but he's going to be a guest on this show. It's Matt Spiegel, so we'll talk to Spiegs when we come back. We're here till 12:45. Let me set out the rest of the show for you. Spiegs will have the pregame at 12:45. We're gonna Jameson Taillon was on Inside the Clubhouse yesterday with Bruce and David. Jameson Taillon, always thoughtful, had a lot of interesting stuff to say. We're gonna listen in to that at noon, and we want to bring that back for you. We'll look into the lineups. We'll dig into some of the more interesting and more emotional, I guess, Father's Day responses. We want to do that. We want to talk to you about that. and continue to do that here. And Spiegs is coming up next, so we will get to him. But your probables for today, I mentioned the Cubs and Pirates. You have Colin Ray, 4-2 with a 3.92 ERA. Mitch Keller with a 1-9 record, but 4.15 ERA. And Mitch Keller, a veteran pitcher, so you know you're going to see a decent start from him. Aaron Civale makes his White Sox debut today against Kumar Rocker for Texas. Sox trying to avoid the sweep, and as we just reported, Luis Robert scratched with thumb soreness, so you will not see Luis Robert in the Sox lineup today. And it's worth noting, too, by the way, the Cubs with a 5.5 game lead in the division on the Brewers, 6 on St. Louis, 7 on Cincinnati, so slowly but surely, and I hope I'm not jinxing him, the Cubs widening their lead in the Central. Mike Esposito in for Spiegs, but we'll talk to Spiegs next. It's Hit and Run, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. So
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So your producer, any thoughts, anything, any concerns so far?
No, not particularly.
All right, good. Thanks so much. Dynamite drop in. Here we go. We're off and running.
Take your child to work day. And I'm sorry, associate producer Ruben Spiegel there with the drop. We're going to talk to his pappy right now. Now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, our friend and the host of the show. It's his show and he's on the show, but he's now on the show. Matt Spiegel joins us, CircaLasVegas.com. Spiegs at Wrigley Field getting ready for pregame. And Spiegs, great to talk to you. Appreciate your time. And I have to start with condolences on the loss of your father. I know you guys were very tight. I know he's a big part of why you love baseball and you guys were baseball fans together. But we've had a ton of both text and call tributes to you and your dad. So certainly our best to you, and you're feeling the love here on Hit and Run.
That's really nice. Thanks, Espo. That's really kind of you. Happy Father's Day to you,
Thank
sir.
You. And you, sir, as well.
And to all the listeners out there. And yeah, it's been wonderful through the years to be able to have my dad be on this show on Father's Day a few different times. He was a pretty good guest.
Yeah.
And I just got to say, like, just in general, objectively, a pretty good guest. But hearing, you know, via social media from a ton of listeners who felt like they knew him, and they did, because, you know, that's how radio works. People
yep.
know us. We don't necessarily know them. Some of them we get to know, but they knew my dad. So that was really nice. And I was able to share that with his widow and with my siblings and others, just like how many listeners expressed that, which was really quite lovely. So it's pretty awesome to be here. And I got to tell you, to be able to be at Wrigley and work the ball game yesterday and today as kind of a re-entry into work life, as opposed to like doing talk show stuff, which I will do tomorrow. Spiegel and Holmes resumes. It's been really nice to be here at the ballpark this weekend.
Yeah, caught a bit of you yesterday in the fifth inning and on the pregame and postgame. And as somebody who has been privileged enough to do that, I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. It's literally like, boy, this is work. I get to do this. This is kind of awesome.
Yeah, and he was here. He was here, and here's how he was here. Zach Zaidman decided to grab from this day in baseball history the story of Eddie Waitkus, the the former, I believe it was a Cub. I'm pretty sure he was a Cub.
Yep.
Who was shot in, I believe it's the 40s. Was it 47 he was shot? But anyway, he was shot by an ardent fan who loved him and stalked him. And he was hurt, and it didn't end his career, but he missed a year and then came back, and it's part of the basis for The Natural, the great book by Bernard Malamud and the Robert Redford
yep.
film. And as Zach was telling the story, I got the chills, because and I had to open a mic and say it out loud. Ruth Ann Steinhagen.
Yep.
That's the name of the woman who shot him. And my dad was fascinated by that story, as he was by a million different things, and like had read all about it, would tell me all about it, and always included her name, Ruth Ann Steinhagen. So as I like contributed that to the broadcast, whether, you know, for better or for worse, I couldn't. That was my dad just being here in that moment. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. And I will admit, I thought of you yesterday. We pre-taped an interview with Brett Boone for the show, talking about generations and fathers and sons, and his grandfather played in the bigs, and his father played in the bigs, and managed in the bigs. And, you know, we know about Brett and Aaron and everything, but he was telling me about Ted Williams stories that he used to hear from Gramps, as he called them, and just about how great Ted Williams was and all the old Red Sox stuff. And I had a Spiegel moment there, too, where I thought of you. It's like, hey, this is pretty awesome.
There you go. And just, you know, for clarity, because my dad would be pissed, Eddie Waitkus was on the Phillies. He was shot in Chicago
there you go.
By Ruth Ann Steinhagen, and it was 1949. Okay, I've done that now. Thank you, Wikipedia. That's what I often read.
That's, hey, we have to get it right, and we do. We appreciate it. It's Matt Spiegel here on Hit and Run. Mike Esposito in for Spiegs today, as odd as that may seem, since we're both here talking. But Spiegs is out at Wrigley. Cubs pre and post today. And a big one for the Cubs today, Spiegs, is, you know, a series against Pittsburgh, and they've won two of the first three. Not a lot of runs, though, but these are the types of series you got to win if you're a first-place team.
You do, and they've got a chance to take three out of four today. You know what they do really well is they run the bases really well, and they field really well. They are third in MLB in defensive runs saved among all teams, among out of 30. And they are, I believe, second in extra bases taken, which is a fun team stat on Baseball Savant. And it that goes with the eye test, right? So they play really well, and Council mentioned it yesterday as, you know, some of the things that don't slump, even when the bats do. And yesterday they stole two bases, a couple really nice plays in the field, the pickoff by yep. Matthew Boyd, and then Nico Horner with a great leaping catch in the late innings. Nico, by the way, with 11 defensive runs saved. That's the Baseball Info solution stat that John DeJuan invented. And Nico's the best defensive player on the Cubs, even more than Pete Crow Armstrong. Nico has 11 defensive runs saved. PCA has 10. So anyway, they do those things really well, so you can survive certainly against teams like this when the bats slump. It's when you get the really good pitchers on the really good teams that you get worried, and they certainly have seen, what, six of those over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, and we talked earlier in the show, Speaks, about the Skeens-Kate Horton game the other day, and I love the iron sharpens iron quote. I love that, you know, Horton is not afraid of the moment, and it certainly bodes well going forward for what we hope to see from Kate Horton in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And that was great, but like, I don't know about you, Espo, and this is, you know, talk show host instead of pre-post-game host stuff, but you called, so you don't know which
right.
one you get. It makes you want to go out and get an ace yourself, because if you're going to face a Zach Wheeler or a Jesus Luzardo and they're going to hold you to one or two, you might need somebody who can hold you to one, hold them to one or zero. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you just might need that guy. But we'll see. Shota Imanaga, that's the news today, is that Shota Imanaga threw a combined 55 pitches yesterday with four innings in the Arizona Complex League and then a bullpen stint thereafter. And I was asking Ron Coomer, I'll let you in on some off-the-air conversation.
Appreciate that.
I asked Coomer, you think they bring him back? And he's like, nah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. And he would guess that it's one more start. In Iowa or the like for Shota, get him up towards 70, 75 pitches, something like that, and then have him come back since you've got a comfortable lead. And there, once again, is wisdom that I bring to the air, stolen from the mouth of Ron Coomer.
Well, and we just gave Coom his props, Coomstradamus, as I called it, because he literally, and we had to clarify for the listeners that we did not edit the soundbite, but he literally called the pickoff yesterday as it happened.
He
predicted it.
Yeah, he did. It was just amazing, because he was watching Boyd's move, and Boyd's got a funky move, and it's hard to read, and yeah, he's talking about him with five, and like, oh, there's another one. Yeah, that was an awful lot of fun. You learn a lot being up here watching the ball games, as you know. Espo, you got a good baseball memory with your dad? Have you shared some today?
I shared, so nothing super specific, but I did, you know, my dad was a Little League coach for us. Probably the coolest thing, like, and this was just recent, it was during COVID, and I can't remember why my dad, I think my dad brought over an old baseball glove that he gave to me to give to my son or to use. And my dad in his 70s, ended up playing catch out in front of my house. This is 2020, call it. That was a really cool memory. And my wife snapped a picture of it, and we have that somewhere. But that was a sweet one. Just talking baseball, I remember, and I have passed this along to my sons, who also love baseball. My sons both are Freddie Freeman fans. They are baseball fans in general. But I mentioned watching the Kirk Gibson 88 World Series with my dad and my brother to my son. And then last year we got the Freddie Freeman walk-off grand slam, and Joe Davis did the Gibby meet Freddie thing. So that, all of that just kind of melds together, right? And you get the all the baseball feelings going, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best. I tell you, the one that hasn't left my mind with my dad for some reason, it's the 1983 All-Star game, and Tim Raines was coming up for the second time, and we were in the car in front of my trumpet teacher's house, and my dad was supposed to drop me off so I could go into my trumpet lesson, and I didn't want to go in. I wanted to listen to the game a little bit more on the car radio with him, and he let me go in late to my trumpet lesson so we could keep listening to the All-Star game on the radio. And so, like, I think we blew off 10 minutes of my trumpet lesson. So it's probably the fact that he was letting me blow off something I didn't really want to do mixed in. But sitting there next to him listening to the All-Star game on the radio it's been in my mind a lot the last couple of days. I don't know why.
Well, and that's the random awesomeness of baseball. And Tim Raines, objectively, is better than trumpet lessons. I mean, I think, let's be honest, right?
I think that's true. Although the trumpet lessons, I'm trying to think which one has done more for me in my life. I still play the trumpet every once in a while, so there was value there.
True.
But hearing that Tim Raines at bat, I think it was against Dave Steeb, you know? So,
uh-huh.
That seems important in retrospect.
Well, and that was, correct me if I'm wrong, that was the Comiskey All-Star game, was it not?
It was 1983.
And I believe Fred Lynn hit a grand slam in that game.
Atlee Hammaker.
That's correct. That was the Comiskey game. So there you go. Our worlds are colliding here.
See? Look at that. So, you know, thanks, Pops. And if I don't know my E-flat scales on trumpet, you know, I think hit and run listeners. There you go.
There
it is. See? Still got it. Hey, still got it.
You've somehow made the musician thing and the baseball thing both work for you here as an adult. So kudos to you there, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, you know, Wednesday, I'm singing the national anthem at this here ballpark.
I have heard of this. Have there been practice sessions? Are we working out on the vocal cords? I mean, I know you sing all the time, but
multiple practice sessions. Kurt Morrison, my guy from Tributosaurus, will be joining on solo guitar, so he'll be the accompanist. He's come over the house a couple of times. We work on it a lot, and it's super fun. You got to do something artistically interesting with it, but you can't do too much. Because remember Pat Foley saying, really, honey, it's not about you. Like, nobody wants the singer to make themselves the spectacle. The song is the star. But you got to do a little something with it to give it a little twist, a little flavor. So, yeah, we've been working on it like crazy. So I had my wife sitting there the other day. She was playing the role of 39,000 people. Just, you know, you sit there and listen and give us some feedback. So, yeah, very, very nervous in a good way. That's an incredible thing.
How has Steen's feedback been for you, Speaks?
Mostly very positive, Sean.
That's
Thanks
great.
For asking.
That's really
but
good.
She's not afraid to give me the truth.
She will tell you what you need to hear, right?
Yes. Yes.
has Circa,
like that, right?
Has Circus Sports set the over-under for the Spiegel National
great
Anthem?
Great question. Yeah, no, Danny Parkins was trying to set the over-under. No, I think 2 minutes flat is the standard, but I haven't even timed the rehearsals, so
all right.
I don't know.
That's insider info. We can't know that,
That's
so
right.
don't
can't
tell
affect
us.
The line. Can't affect the line.
Well, we're looking forward to that, Speaks. It's great to talk to you. We're looking forward to the game today, and you'll have our pregame, 12:45.
Sure will, and then Pat out for the day, so Zach and Ron, who've been terrific and warm and welcome you into the booth, and of course the great Paul Zerang. So yeah, we've got your pregame and then the ballgame at 12:45. Thanks, Espo. Thanks for hosting.
Excellent. My pleasure, and great to have you, Spiegs, and we'll look forward to your pregame at 12:45. That's Matt Spiegel. It's his show. He's on this show, and today he's not on the show. I'm on the show, Mike Esposito, but Spiegs was our guest on this show. And I can stop doing that bit now. Thank you, Dick Duran. We appreciate that. Coming up next on Hit and Run, final hour, final 45 minutes of the show, we should say. We will listen in. Jameson Taillon was on Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haugh yesterday. Some great stuff from JMO. That will be up next for you on your Father's Day edition of Hit and Run here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
But yes, I must tell you, I read the box score every single day and probably don't go to sleep at night until I know if they won or lost. But I say to everybody, it doesn't interest me anymore, but I'm not telling the truth.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.